Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Red and Gold Game Day starts at Laughing Monk Brewing. Park for free. Enjoy amazing food, ice cold beer, and every game on TV. Catch 95.7 The Game's pregame show. Then hop on the free shuttle straight to the stadium. Sign up now at 957thegame.com.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Hope everybody's doing well out there. Looks like is it raining? No rain?
It's dark.
Yeah, it is dark.
So am I.
Going to the Warriors game tonight. Looking forward to that. 49ers on the road.
You going to say hello to Evan?
I think I might, yeah.
You get there before.
I don't want to mess with
him. Yeah, that's what I said. Leave him alone.
We're talking about the Warriors. They play, like I said, the Magic tonight. And
looking for two in a row.
Draymond Green will probably be in the starting lineup, you would figure.
Donnie, shake it, man, because it ain't going to happen. It's not going to happen.
And yet you won't bet me. You're so sure of yourself, but you won't bet me.
No, your bet is predicated on you something slipping through the cracks, per se. Yeah. I'll bet you right now.
He might not start tonight.
It has to be performance related.
It's going to be.
Okay, so we got a bet? So you really think this could get worse for him? I think,
he's going to get better from this point on.
On their scoreboard, Stani, there might be no red siren.
Yeah, okay. And do you really think the Warriors are that dumb that they don't believe Draymond Green is playing at a level below what he's used to playing at?
No, they see it. All right. When you say it that way, they see it. But what's the bottom line if you don't do anything about it?
You're gutless, and you deserve everything you get. Now, I'm assuming under this, I'm not saying they should just do it.
Yeah.
I'm saying I just don't understand why you're putting everything on the table except that. Why? Let's go to Handy in Oakland's been hanging. What's up, Handy? How you doing, man?
Hey, man. First, I love the show. Want to give y'all props.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. Steiny, you're making me upset with you.
Oh, no.
Listen, I want to do the goo and yell at you, but I'm not going to do that.
No, yeah, it's a holiday, baby.
It's the holidays, goo. But listen, I've been watching the Warriors since Run TMC. I went through Latrell choking out Carlissimo, right? Baron Davis, all of that. Clay, Steph, and Dre built the house. They built the radio show that we're on right now. And the way we're talking about Draymond, shipping him off and tossing him to the side like he's a dirty dish rag is disrespectful. We got to stop it.
Hey,
we got to stop it.
Handy, I made a point of saying I'm talking about 5 minutes, 28 to 22 to 24. Maybe taking a look at him off the bench. I'm not putting him out to pasture.
That's not how it's coming off. You're like, oh, he's horrible. He's this, he's that. And let me give you some stats, because I know you like your numbers. Draymond and Kuminga are tied for the leading rebounders on this team. Oh, by the way, Steph and Draymond are tied for the leading turnover makers on this team. What do you want Draymond to do? The young guys aren't good. They're in the way of the lanes. He's playing all positions, and he is older. We don't have the roster to have Draymond play the role he's supposed to play. Last thing I'll say, Steph Curry don't want to play with nobody else but Draymond, and he is the GOAT. So what are you going to tell Steph? Hey, yo, Steph, no? You're not going to tell Steph no.
I mean, well, thanks. Hey, Handy, have a great holiday, buddy. Thanks for the call. I mean, I'm not convinced Curry can make that decision.
Well, I would just say this to you, because I'm loving what you're putting down, but I just think you're a day late, dollar short in regard to, I mean, what else are you waiting on? In regard to saying that statement right there, like, to me, that's Curry speaking. Draymond's protected, and he probably would have it no other way in regard to, you know, him not having say. Because this would be, you got to admit, this would be just, if you close your eyes and think about if the breaking news sounder played and he wasn't started and we found out it was for performance. Stani, I know we're in the Bay, but that would be 8.8 on the Richter scale of,
why?
Oh, thank you. They finally stood up.
I wouldn't.
And maybe people disagree with me.
Well, maybe
but
because you're making a big deal out of it. It's like he's 36. No, come off the bench.
But that's
it's really not that hard. Chris Paul did it last year.
Yeah,
Chris Paul
but
did it.
Nah, I hear you. But he ain't had the success Dre's had with this team. We're talking about a major figure actor in a movie that's been going on a decade. You don't just write that guy
out the script without it
being a big deal. That's all I'm saying.
So then the conventional wisdom that we've always had, you know what? You can put up with Draymond as long as he's this guy. No, you got to put up with Draymond, even if he's not the player he was. Okay, I didn't know that. I thought guys who lost their effectiveness, then they started to pay the price for that. But I guess not. I guess somebody's gotten grandfathered in. This from Moses DeWitt, $5. Draymond has been the problem. He pushed out KD, JP, Bob. In the words of Clay, he's washed.
I don't know if he's washed. I'm not bringing up old stuff.
I'd love to, you know, love to give him a crack at it off the bench.
But just talking to Evan Giddings, who will be filling in for Tim Roy tonight on the Warriors radio play-by-play broadcast by himself. Steiny, he said, think about how many players or starters there are in the league, and he's at the bottom of what he's giving you offensively. That's a major problem.
I know. But we can't do anything about it. We can't.
Or we don't want to.
Of course they want to.
That's all I'm trying to present.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay.
You might be right. They might not want to.
And that's a turnoff. But not enough for me to turn off all the way, because I love this team. And I love what Draymond's done. But I ain't dumb. They are placating to him and who he's been. Not what he is now.
Let's go to Gene in Oakland.
Gene.
Hey, Gene. How you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you doing?
All right. Happy holiday, baby.
Happy holidays. Hope for the best for Evan tonight.
Yeah.
And, just a quick thank you to you, Guru, for bringing all these old school references like the Jeffersons.
That's my bad.
I don't know how many people appreciate it, but I certainly do.
Right on. I needed that.
Yeah. I even go back to All in the Family.
Yeah.
That was a spinoff.
Meathead. Meathead. Yeah.
Meathead, you got it. Yeah.
R.I.P. Meathead.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
R.I.P., yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so I want to support you here, Steiny. It feels like you're the only guy that frankly gets it, that these guys are old. Sure, three of them are going to the Hall of Fame, but, you know, they're on the downside of their career. They're in the twilight of their career, and you need to adjust accordingly. You can't put Draymond out there, or even Steph, or for that matter, you know, Jimmy, for 33 to 35 minutes a night if they don't have it that night. Okay, you can see, for example, in Steph. Steph had those two wonderful games against Portland and Minnesota. What, he put up like 80-something points? And then all of a sudden he went from Hall of Fame Steph to, you know, volume shooter Steph the last two games. You could see he was worn down. But he still was out there for 33, 35 minutes. Same thing with Dre. I mean, it's up to Kerr, I think, to gauge these guys and act accordingly. If they don't have it on any particular night, give them 20, 25 minutes, maybe up to 30, but sit them down. I mean, and let the younger guys go in there and do something.
Mm.
Kerr last week said something to the effect, you know, why aren't you playing Will Richard? Well, because he wants to honor the veterans. Well, okay, I don't agree with that. A lot of people don't agree with it. That's not a formula for winning, all right? You want to win, play the guys that are playing the best. Will Richard went in that last game, and we wouldn't have won without him, okay? And as far as the center position, I like what Post is doing. He's developing. He's getting better and better. He may be a good, solid, you know, traditional center for us moving forward. But all these guys need time. They need time to develop. Give them that time. You know, go with the growing pains as necessary. In the meantime, I'm not saying sit the veterans.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Curry is looking like he's going to give you a 40 to 50 point game. Leave him out there. But if it looks like he's dragging, you can see his body language. He's not getting under his jump shots. And he's, once again, a volume shooter, shooting 25 to 30%. Tell him to sit down and just save it for the next game. Anyways, my thoughts.
Appreciate you, Gene. Have a great holiday.
We didn't get a chance to react. I just want to throw it to you briefly. What did you make of Kerr saying why Richard was out of the starting lineup? Because he was going to the guys that had been there. What were your, like,
that's just who he is.
And that's
I've been
what
saying for 15 years, Kerr will lean veteran. Always. That's who he is. Like, that's his MO.
But is that my bigger question is, was it the right thing to do if some of the vet dudes weren't bringing it? And why mess up Will Richard? And what, like, he was a sacrificial lamb for a few games because of what he was not, and he had nothing to do with that.
I mean, what I think is going on.
And then he comes
on,
out and balls. Go figure.
What I think is going on is before Will Richard started taking his DNPs, Steve Kerr basically said, I'm giving everybody a shot at this rotation, but I can't give 14 guys a night a shot at this rotation. And so who didn't play? Seth Curry didn't play. I think that might have been when Spencer was hurt, personal reasons. Mm-hmm. Will Richard didn't play. And so I think that he just said, I'm going to go with 10 or 11 guys. He did that. And then there was an opportunity for Will mm-hmm. Richard to play, and now Will Richard stepped up.
Yeah.
And I don't think Will Richard's going to start tonight, but I do think he'll play. Maybe he'll start. I don't know. It's not a big deal yeah. to me. But the other thing, you know, as it relates to Draymond, it's like I'd love to know how many – how about this? Can anybody meet me halfway? How about stop playing him at five altogether? How about right now just stop playing him at five? Don't play him at five anymore. That would cut down some minutes, cut down the hardest part of his defense. And you know what? He's getting swallowed up anyway when he plays center.
Right.
He must play with TJD or with Post, or if Horford comes back. Maybe something like that. I don't know. I've done this with every player. I'm trying Kuminga. Give him another crack at it. Bring Draymond off the bench. I'd be open to that. Moody Pods at two, I don't know that there's a big difference there. Will Richard deserves more of a look. It's clear.
Yeah, Draymond's played 23 games, Donnie. If I asked you to guess how many minutes he's playing on a nightly basis, what would your number be?
Well, it's going to be it's probably 27.
Yeah, no, 27.4.
Right, which is really 29. Because he got ejected in eight minutes, and he got hurt in 9 minutes. So he doesn't get ejected.
That's kind of low to me. But all right, I hear you.
But I mean, he's been at like 28, 29, 28, 27, something like that the last.
I guess what does a reduced role look like?
22 to 24.
Man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Big Willie is in Sunnyvale. What's up, Big Willie? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
I got you.
Caller, very listener.
Hey, real quick, Big Willie, I got to ask you this. If they call you Big Willie, you got to be 6'4", 6'5"?
Goo, like you, I'm built for comfort, not for speed. Okay, and number two.
What's that mean?
I'm too tall. That'd be a conversation. But I appreciate your niceties. I have a fun, Steiny story I want to share later, but I want to go through my quick takes. Longtime season ticket holder for the Warriors. I really want to see one for the thumb, for Kirk, for everybody, for all the whole organization. You know, I grew up, you know, as a little kid, like most of us, cherishing this team from a great timeout to the Eric Musselman days all the way through. We can roll off names later. But feelings aside, I just feel like we just have to appreciate what we've seen so far, if you know what I'm saying. I think it's hard to see this team constructed the way it was during those winning years and those winning moments. I feel like we lack the connector players, if you know what I'm talking about, the Livingstons, the Iguodalas, you take the Bulls blueprint, you know, the Judd Bushlers and the Luke Longleys. You know, I just really, really hope that, you know, and I don't think Giannis will help. Even if we get him, it'll take a lot more than just having the Greek Freak help out Curry. Another comment real quick. I saw the great Peter King here in the Bay Area, just serendipitously. I'll keep it anonymous, just in the spirit of confidentiality. And I went up to him. I said, first of all, ABCXYZ, I grew up reading your articles in SI. I have one quick question as a season ticket holder for Warrior fans. What do you think about the Warriors' chances for the fifth, right? And right away, snap reflex comment, he said back to me, what are you going to do with Draymond Green's contract? I'll leave it at that.
All right.
Last but not least, Steiny, I had my Steiny moment with you in 2010 at the NBA Summer League. Took a selfie together back when Twitter was just called Twitter 4 years into their company. And I went up to you and I told you, because back then you had the whole voice recorder thing and you were always Mr. Breaking News. Shout out to Woj. And I came up to you and said, Epe Udo is sidelined. He's injured. And you pulled me aside and you sat me down for a quick 90 seconds. And we had a moment. So I hope to see you. Goo, I hope to meet you one day.
Well, you haven't seen me real quick, Bill, Big Willie. You got me thinking, and people, I'm 6'5", about 230, 235, so I'm still hooping, but I didn't like, he painted me out to be offensive lineman. I didn't like it.
Hey, shout out to Trent Williams. Okay,
Hey, let me. If are you the one when I met you, we were like at the top of the bleachers.
Actually, we were at the bottom. I was wearing a white Tommy Hilfiger just undershirt.
Oh, that's right.
T-shirt.
2002.
You remember?
No, I don't.
He tried to almost.
I don't remember, but I appreciate you, buddy, and I'm glad that I gave you some time. All right. Thanks, Big Willie. Appreciate the call.
Turn on YouTube.
For what?
I'm talking about I'm built for comfort. Scotty, what's that mean?
You really do have a FOMO problem, I've noticed.
FOMO.
Yeah, fear of missing out. Whenever anyone else is the subject of a conversation.
Kitty's shaking his head. Yes, go ahead.
It's almost a personal affront, and you need to be involved.
You know, I worry about my figure. I try to get to the 24-hour fitness as much as I can. I didn't like. I'll just ask him about his name.
Mm-hmm.
What is built for comfort?
I'm not sure.
He goes, like you, Goo, I'm built for comfort, Ken. And I'm not.
Somebody's saying on the chat line that maybe, you know, I think envisions you like Big Baby Glenn Davis.
I ain't there yet. I'm hooping and I'm playing guard.
Maybe he meant you're not fat, you're thick.
No, he said, like you, Goo, I'm built for comfort. That's a blanket.
Should I go take a call or you want to talk about yourself? We can.
Real quick, the bit of you trying to remember, you don't remember what coffee you had this morning, that you can remember that.
I actually do remember meeting some guys, but it was at the top of the bleachers.
He thought he got it. Anyway, yeah, take a call.
All right. Let's go to Caleb. Caleb's in Newark.
Oh, man.
Hey, Caleb, what's up, buddy?
What up, fellas?
Hey, Caleb.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. What's up, baby?
Oh, snap. Yeah, happy holidays, guys. Hey, but before I get into what I'm about to say, man, hey, shout out to Giddings, man. He's no longer E, Goo. He's Big E right now.
I like that.
Yeah, there you go. But let's talk about Draymond. I know Steiny, you know, that's obviously one of his favorite players. I think, look, the whole Draymond Green thing is fascinating for me because whoever's campaigning to get rid of Draymond, I mean, clearly he just doesn't watch basketball. Look, there's no doubt. He turns the ball over a lot. He's always been like that. I get it. And he's not played well recently. I'm all for experimenting him coming off the bench. Absolutely. I don't think there's a problem with that. A guy coming off the bench and playing 20 to 25 minutes and being a guy who brings effort, a guy like Draymond who can push the pace, obviously defensively. I mean, the guy was a finalist last year for Defensive Player of the Year. So it's not just a Draymond issue. The team as a whole just hasn't been playing well. But I think getting rid of Draymond, you have to get, if you're going to do that, you got to get someone who's really, really, really better as far as a starter. Coming off the bench, I don't think that's a crazy thing, though.
Hey, Caleb, let me lay this on you, and I was about to do it to Steiny. Is any, because I know you're a Dray fan, do you think maybe he's outgrown the system or the system, the offense has outgrown him? Like, that could just be natural.
I mean, possibly, but I think Draymond is still a big part of this team. Like I said, if he's coming off the bench, if he can play like that Andre Iguodala role, like, I don't see a problem with that. You know what I mean? But if you're going to get rid of Draymond, you got to get someone who you are comfortably confident in that can be just as impactful as him.
Appreciate it, Caleb.
Caleb. Happy holiday, brother.
I mean, and that's, like, yes, if you could trade Draymond and you like the trade, make it. But I don't believe Draymond has a lot of value to other teams. So I'm not in the get rid of Draymond camp. If you could get something for him and you like it, yes, I'd be open to it. But no, I'm not saying get rid of him. I'm saying, can we limit his minutes a little bit more?
And what
can we talk about him, a possibility of him coming off the bench? Nobody's saying lose this guy for the next 2 years. That's I don't know how you would do that anyway. Yeah, it's just, can we take a look at him as objectively as we've taken a look at Kuminga and Pods and Horford and Butler?
And that's where I was going. And that's the bottom line. It's a double standard, which he's benefiting from and he created because of how well he's been. But there's no doubt in my mind, partner, if this were any other player on the Warriors, believe you me, they would already have had this task completed of a reduced role. There's just no doubt about it. That's how bad he's playing.
Nick's in Ohio. Hey, Nick, how you doing?
Hello, guys.
Yeah.
Me again. But anyway, some more thoughts about the Warriors.
All right.
Going back to what Gene said earlier, or referring to Kerr holding off with the young players because they're rookies, let the old guys play.
Yep.
That reminds me of Dan Campbell, you know, football with the Lions, who insist a lot of times to go for it on fourth down. Sometimes he does it from midfield, you know what I mean? But his excuse is, well, that's who we are. Well, that's who they were last year. Now, this year, it's not working because our O-line is just depleted. And Kerr has this insistence and this stubbornness about, this is who we are. But it's no longer 2015. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think he doesn't adapt, or he's not adapting well to the changes in the game and the limitations of the team. And as far as Draymond getting traded, if that were ever considered, is it too crazy to think, what if they moved him to a team that has a lot of young players and they're not doing well, they're poor defensive, where he could be, we could get maybe a pick or two, not necessarily number ones, but and he could be kind of like a player assistant coach and help their defense, help their young guys. I just think, I think he's expendable at this point. I think you could get something for him that would help the team, and that's my thoughts.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it, Nick. Thanks for calling in.
Well, Draymond's going nowhere where he can't win. He's already told us that. And you could be smart.
He just wouldn't report?
No, I'm just saying, they, like, as far as that team wouldn't covet him, because they know that if they're not close to a ring and him playing meaningful basketball in April and May, he's not here for that. And he's told us that.
Well, I mean, if
I knew if, I said,
what's my guy? What's my guy? That Brandon Miller,
yeah, from Charlotte.
Yeah, if Charlotte says, hey, we'll give you Brandon Miller for Draymond Green,
but they
Draymond
would never
have
do
fun
that.
In Charlotte.
Yeah, no,
of course not. But I'm just saying,
dude is a baller.
Who?
Miller?
They stink.
Yeah. Who doesn't in the league? What's up with the Cavs?
OKC.
I asked you, were they a fluke?
Chicago Jason, a $20 chat.
Damn.
Super chat. Evan about to deliver play-by-play like Santa. Merry Christmas and happy holidays, 95.7 The Game. That's from one of our favorites, Chicago Jason. Yeah. 1, on the YouTube chat.
Not
all
5,
right.
But $20.
888-957-9570 is the number. We'll be bringing it home on the other side, and then we'll be inviting Willard and Dibbs in. Hey, what's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Kalshi. Trade on anything.
Make money predicting sports, politics, culture, and more legally nationwide with Kalshi. From sports to Bitcoin, the Oscars, and even politics, if it matters, you can trade on it. Use code Odyssey for $20 when you trade $100. KALSHI.com. Trading involves risk. Kalshi.
You've got a big day, so you use Unstoppable Scent Boosters to give your laundry nonstop freshness. So no matter how long the day goes, you
can't stop this power, this walk, this pose, this strut, this look, this talk.
Your clothes will be so fresh you can confidently strut into that end of the day meeting like a
boss, 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 bosses. Let's talk business in my office.
Add new Unstoppables beads to your wash for 24-hour nonstop freshness so you can smell unstoppable.
And we're out, back in 60.
Hey, what are you eating?
Chimichurri filet mignon. It's a Factor meal.
Oh, nice. Wait, they let you eat like that in the pros?
Oh, they insist on it. A pro's work starts on the plate.
Oh, man, that does look good. Let me have a taste?
Mm-mm. Get your own.
All right. Where do I find this? Is it factormeals.com?
Yep, and they've got a deal going on.
Oh, love a deal. I am so in.
Smart move. Pro move.
All right. Factor. Eat like a pro.
This hour is brought to you by the new Chase Sapphire Reserve for Business. Introducing the business card that gives back all you put in.
Come into Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill and see an amazing selection of Sub-Zero, Wolf, and Cove appliances live and on display in one of the...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.